Okay. Okay, let's begin. We left off on Thursday, which is Friday, we did the topic of Tisha B'Av, very end of Tzadi Gimel, and God willing, let's finish that, and then we'll start Tzadi Daled. In the end of Tzadi Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a case, special uniqueness of a lid, and which is known as a kisui, and the Beis Yosef, the Turin of Beis Yosef, present a machlokas. If you have a fleshik lid, and you have a milchik pot, what's the din in that case? Okay, so you have a fleshik pot, and you have a milchik lid, which is not a ben yomo. The milchik lid is not a ben yomo. So Darkei Moshe, Sifkon Beis, and the Shachat Sifkon Gimel, and the Pesachei Tshuva I gave in Sifkon Gimel and Daled point out a machlokes in Rishonim, where the Isser V'Heter holds that the Tavshil and the Kedeira are both mutter. Why? Because it's Nosan Tam Lefkam. The lid is not a ben yomo, so what's the big deal? It's not a problem. You're not allowed to do it L'Chachila, but B'Dievet, everything's fine. The Tavshil, the Kedeira is mutter. And then the Shari Dura comes along and says no. He says that the tafshul's taka usser, when you don't have the food 60 keneged the lid, and that kedera is off limits to cook basar or to cook chalav. It would be mutter to cook parva, because probably, you know, that's an issue, situation of not barnat lamaisa, and the parva food will be okay. But to cook meat or to cook milk in that pot, that would definitely be usser. So, what's the rationale? What's the svar behind the Shari Dura? So the Shari Dura claims that you don't say Nosan Tam Lefkam on a lid, which is very interesting. It's considered to be a lid is always an automatic ben yomo, automatic. And the Ramaz Machria liked the Shari Dura, and his quote is V'din Kisui Kedera Kedin Kedera Atzma. V'yesh machmirin b'kisui lomar, sha'afo b'sheno ben yomo, dino kilu haya ben yomo, v'chein nogim k'sas m'koymis, v'chein ani noig m'bnei aminik, v'hi chumra b'lotam. He says, I'm knowing it, even though he thinks it's not right, I'll pilom this. U'mikomokom m'mokom she'esh shum sad l'hatter b'lav achi oshu l'tzorach Shabbos or hefsid. If you have another sleep to be make, or it's l'tzorach Shabbos or hefsid, just like we're making by Nosan Tam Lefkam, I can think there you could say the same thing by a kisui. But he says, I understand the Shari Dura said it, and therefore I have that minik as well. Okay? I have that, and the truth of the matter is there are three svaras we could say why the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe is noted to be makel like the Isser V'Heter. Number one, the Gemara never says this chiluk anywhere in Shas, that a lid should be like, there's no din nosan tam lefkan by a lid. A lid is automatically a ben yomo, even though it's 5 days later. Number two, you're being makel on the mammon of Yisrael. You're going to destroy mammon of Yisrael if you're going to be machmer on this. You know, people cost money the food. You have to throw it out. And number three, the famous gzeir of eno ben yomo ato ben yomo, why would you say that? Why don't you just say eno ben yomo ato a kisui? You know, the kisui, if the Shari Dura is right, make the gzeir to something that's much closer. Eno ben yomo ato kisui. That would be make a lot more sense, because in theory, the kisui is also an eno ben yomo, right? So why would you say the classic is eno? So those three svaras, that's why the Darkei Moshe says, even though the Ramah himself, Darkei Moshe Ramah, the same we've said many times, even though he himself doesn't like it in Lumnus, he says that he observes the Chumrah, even though it's a Chumrah below Tam. So, if the Ape Ravrevi writes, he's Mater Bishas Adchak, if you have another Tzad to be Mekel, and what's that Tzad? That Tzad is either with a lid is Shatuach. What's Shatuach? What does the word Shatuach mean? It's totally flat. You can clean it really well. Or if the kisui has a hole in it, where we assume that the air will go out, and therefore won't be as condensed, and It won't be so constricted. Okay? So, if you have another snif to be mekel, he says he's fine with it. And then the Kaf HaChaim writes, in Sephardic lands, they do not have the Schumra of the Sharidura. And the Shus Yaakov says, even those that are machmir, if you wait 2 months, now I was wondering where he got 2 months from, but he says, if you wait 2 months, the Michsa has a din of Nosen Tam Lefgam, the lid, but he says, it still will be Asur Lechachila. And the Kasa B'nei Chaya, that if you cover the Kedera, if you cover a pot with another pot, not a lid, you know you do Kedera HaKedera, we're familiar with that in Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say you use another pot as a lid, that he says, everyone will agree, that's Nosen Tam Lefgam, Achar Meis Leis Lekuli Alma. So it seems like he was saying that the B'nei Chaya was saying that even what? Even the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this, even within the Shari Dura that has this stunning chiddush that a lid, there's no din, Nosen Tam Lefgam, will say that only on a lid. But a pot, he will not say that. Okay? So if the pot is after Meis Leis, that definitely is Nosen Tam Lefgam. So if you had a fleishik pot and you covered it with a milchik pot, that would be fine if that milchik pot is an eno ben yomo. Don't you say the shtickle of the shari dura? No, you don't say that. You only said it by lids. Okay. Now, lamaisa, what is the svara, though, of this ago shari dura? Because we have to be masbrit, number one, in lumdis, it's a sheet in Rishona, but number two, the Ramal Taka said he was knowing this chumra. So what is it lumdis based on? So the Darkei Moshe there in Sifkan Beis and the Taz and Sifkan Beis alludes to it as well, that the Ramon de Torah Schatis says that there's an Isser Zeya. The Isser Zeya is Chomer Yoser and then regular Tom. And therefore, when you put a lid on something, it becomes usher through the condensation, and that Zeya becomes like a Tom Mushbach. It's an interesting Svara. It becomes like a Tom Meshubach. Okay? And therefore, the condensed condensation, the lid, takes something that would be a tam that's nifgam and makes it Yehuda into what? It makes it into a tam that's mushbach, that is considered a meshubach, and that's the chiddush of Zeya. Now, the Darkei Moshe has a little bit of a different svara, which I want you to get down as well, that the tam that is pogam shebedoifin is yotze latafso mispatal. Meaning that this is a new approach. I want you to get this down as far as I know in Nosen Tam Lefgam. Usually Nosen Tam Lefgam, we say the lumdus is already right, that the begam is nifgam. Yes, the taste is nifgam. He's saying no, that it becomes nullified. That the tam that's in the dofen comes out in the tafshul nullifies it. And he says by a lid, there's nothing to mevatel it. There's no tam apogam to me mispatel it. So that's a tremendous chiddush, which I want you to get down. And the Darkei Moshe is docha this chiluk, and he says that Nosen Tam Lefgam is an independent heter; it doesn't work through the mechanics of a bittul nashehu. But I want you to know this svar of the Darkei Moshe. Okay, let's get this svar of the Darkei Moshe. He rejects it, but lamaisa he does bring it up, and he says therefore the lid has nothing to be. There's no tam apogam to be mispatel. The Bach says a different svara. He says the lid of the key of the keder is nidbak yoser hevel. There's much more condensation on the lid itself. Miasher leguf hakedera atzma. That was a chiddush niflut to me also, that the kisu hakedera is nidbak yoser hevel. It has much more condensation there. It's kind of like Rav Schechter once said that if you kind of like square or cube steam, it becomes what he called hevel. So the Bach wants to say the kisu the keder is nidbuk yoser hevel. There's much more hevel than the gufa keder itself. That lamais is a pella, the Taz says. The Taz says, Mehecha Tesi says to his father-in-law, the Bach, lo yitachin that the hevel will aser more than the gufa iser itself. Right? That the condensation is going to aser more than the iser itself? Even the gufa iser, that's balu in the defunos, is nifkam after Meis Leis. So Kavachomer, the Hevel, that's Balu and the Kisui, should be what? Nifka Meis Leis. So this second Chiddush and third Chiddush are stunning Chiddushim, but I want you to know them. If I ask you, give me the four Svaras to this to the Goshari Dura that are lived, there's no din of tam of kam at all. One is the Torah's Chatas that it's Zeya, that the Zeya transforms the tam into becoming a tam, the Shubuch. The second svar is that the tam pogan and dolphin is Yotzel, Atafsel, and Mizbato, but by Kisa there's nothing to me Mavakalit. That's a Pella to say. Nosan Tam of Gam works through the mechanics of Bittel. It's an independent heter. And number three, the Bach that says the Kisak there, it's Nidbuk Yaiser Hevel. Then the Gufak Deir itself, that itself is Doch a Pella. Because we know that the Tam that goes from the Tafsun to the Defunus becomes Nifkam after Meis Leis. So why shouldn't it the Hevel? And number four, the Marshal. The Marshal wants to make Ukimta, and that Ukimta being that we're dealing with a space in the lid that you can't clean well. There might be some lids where there's like a space where you can't clean well. Those that do dishes, and I don't do dishes much, and even when I do them, I don't do them well. So I would imagine for me, there would always be a halal. But lamaisa, there evidently is an ukimta where there's a halal in the kisui. There's some type of hole or hollowness that you cannot clean fully. And therefore, its form is not completely smooth. And there is mamushus that stays in that little hole, and therefore you can't invoke nosam tam lefkam. We know on what mamushus. It's only on tam. And there's nishma mamushus iser, and mamushus iser. It's not a ben yomo. You don't say nosam tam lefkam, but he says in a chanami. If it's smooth and it's shatuach, then he says ein lahachmer. So that fourth shot is an ukimta, not a bit of an ukimta, it is an ukimta, and that's what he says the Goshari Dura is talking about. So I want you to get this, Lamaisa, why we don't accept the Goshari Dura, but the Ramah still has the Chumrah, and to be Masber in four ways, we're saying over what the basis of the Chumrah is all about. Yes, Yaakov, go ahead. Yeah, I never heard that. I mean, especially based on Rav Schechter, you know, it's very medical from, right, as long as it cools down, you can do one after another, you know. Right. To say after the Rav Lichtenstein's Atzal, we always said over that, he said 24 hours is enough. Right. Who did you hear that from?
I don't know.
He always says our ovens are always bigger. So to me, that's a bit of a pella. But Lamaisa, by the lid, you understand it. Yeah, lid, it's condensed. Yeah, right. It's condensed. Okay. If you take this fourth svara of the Marshal, the fourth Mahalach, which was the Marshal, who made it Ukimta, how do you mishire in the Tafsel Shishnim Keneged the Michsa, the Lid, She'eno Ben Yomo? Okay? How are you mishire that? So both the Shach and Taz work on this Marshal, and they struggle. How are you mishire in the Tafsel Shishnim Keneged what? Keneged the whole lid? Or just connected that little hole that you didn't clean well. So the Shach is of the opinion that you mishar shishim in the tafsel connected the whole lid, because the whole lid becomes like a din chanan. The whole lid becomes like a din chanan, and therefore from the chelik of that little hole, and therefore you have to mishar shishim connected the whole mixer. Now Rabbi Kivager asks, he says, Echi Tochen, that the Michsa becomes Chanan. Why? Number one, that's a Chiddush, you're saying Chanan Abalua. But number two, what? I want you to get this down. How do you say Chanan on a Tam Pogum? Number one, it's a Chiddush, like I'm a Chiddush. Number one, you're saying Chanan on Balua. And number two, you're saying on a Balua that's Pogum. Frekta Bikivegra on the Shach. So therefore, there's good reason, you understand, to look at the sheet of the Taz. And the Taz says, Yimishar rak keneged achelik achalal, of the small hole of the mixer, which you can't clean up 100%. So again, we don't assume any mamashas is going to fall in, but there might have been time from the mamashas. And then you need shishim keneged that. So how are we makriya? So here the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Tet Zayin, is Machriya Rabbi Kivager nor HaShulchan or Machriya like the Taz, that your Mishar Shish Keneged the Chalal, that you cannot get to in clean well. And the Chachmas Adam and Klau Mem Vav Os Gimel writes as follows, and I'll quote him. Chayshinin She'azeya Shabasar Ola Lamaila Maybe you could create a chanan in that little hole. You need 61 neged oso makam shel kisui. You need 61 times connected that hole. Skipping a little bit, then he seems to back out of it and he says, we have another stiff to be makel. Seems to be that he's going away from that, and he says, if it's not a ben yomo, you can be mutter, which is hard to understand if you're saying that the whole lomdus is based on this halal and there's mamashas. There's no dinner nos in tam lefgam, right? By mamashas. So what I think he might be saying is that maybe we don't have to say like the marshal. Maybe we're not talking about an ukimta. Maybe we're talking about straight up, lamaisa, and therefore where it's smooth and everything. And therefore he's saying that you could be mako based on either lamaisa, what we paskin that mikra din, it the whole thing is a chumra, and we're not making that ukimta. That's what I think he's saying, because if you're dealing with that ukimta, then lamaisa makes a lot of sense that that should become chanan, and you need 61 keneged that also makom. So when he backs out of it, lamaisa, I think he's saying that maybe we're not going to hold like the marshal and assume that it's ukimta, but it's totally smooth. Okay. All right, let's finish up the simon, and then we'll start the sadi dalet. What happens? The Ramah continues in the end of sadi gimel, and he says, based on the iser v'heter, what happens if the lid and the pot are hot? The lid is hot. You take it from a fleshik pot, and you put it now, a fleshik lid, on a milchik pot that's hot. So the Ramah writes, Beferishim shneim chamim shneim asurim. And if there is food in the kedera, it will be usher. And the Siftei Das, the Prima Gadim, Sif Kone says, the Zeya does not need to be the heat of Yatzah lettuce bowl, because the pots themselves, the lid is hot, the pot is hot, and the Zeya therefore does not have to be Yatzah lettuce bowl. As long as the Kisi is Roteach and there is Zeya, that's enough to usher. Okay. And then the Ramah takes it a step further. You need to break down this Ramah. Okay, it's a long Ramah there. What happens if the lid is cold and a ben yomo and the pot is hot? So the Ramah writes again based on the Isser v'heter, v'makisu itzonein v'akadei rachama nami shneim asurim. So here the lid is cold and the pot is hot. Doesn't make a difference. Shneim asurim. If there is Yad so lettuce bow, the shachlerns and sifkon hay, tachas the kisui, titagavar. And since the bottom is hot, I don't care if the top is cold. In the tafshul will be usher as well, says the kavachaim, if there's no shishim keneged the kisui. So that's a clear din, Allah lamaisa. Okay. Now let's take this even a step further. What happens if the kisui is hot and the pot is cold? What do you do in that case? So the Dark Emotion, Sifkon Beis, discusses this and says that the Isser V'Heter holds that they're both mutter, the kisui and the pot. Because it's like Iri Kli Rishon, that was Nifsa Kaki Luach, which is like a klisheni, and it doesn't aser. And who asers? Who asers? The Shari Dura, the Ago Shari Dura. Makes sense. He was the one who saw Machra about the lid. The Goshari Dura says they're both Usser. Why are they both Usser? Because he says the Kedera is Bolea, the Tipa, that fell from the Kisui. And even though the Kedera is cold, but it's like a Tipa Rotachas that falls on a cold pot, which we said the Din was what? Kedera Asura. Yes? Didn't we say the Kedera is Asura? Where do we say the Din is Kedera is Asura? That if you have a whole cold pot and a drop that's hot falls in it. The Shach and Sifkon Vod says the Kisui is Yovesh, then they're both Mutter. But where do we learn that? That if the drop falls, Lomais on a Kedera, so then it's Asur. Where do we see that din?
When it falls on the outside of the Kedera.
Yes, even on the outside we saw it, correct? Very good, Yaakov. So you see in this case, if it's dry, it'll be Mutter. But if it's not dry, Lomais, it in fact, Lomais would be Asur. And this is the sheet of the Goshari Dura. So how do we Paskin? So here, and I want you to remember this. This is how you remember it, guys. We have a long Ramah that's complicated. Here, the Ramah says, I'm not going to side with our Gosh Shari Duru. Lagavi the Lidi sides with them. It's all in the same Ramah. Lagavi the Lidi sides with them, but he doesn't side with them regarding what? Regarding this din of when the pot is what? When the lid is hot and the pot is cold. Here, this Ramah's Machriya, like the Isser V'Heter, that both the Kedera, the Kisu, and the Kedera Mutter. Zok the Ramah, V'Makisu Icham, V'Kedera Sonenes, HaKol Shari. Please get that. And the Shach pounces right away. The Shach and Sifka involved, Frek, the Kash on the Ramah, says, why is the Ramah not asking the Kedera at least? And he blibes Sarachim. And the Chachmas Odom and Klal Mem Vav Osei, Paskins, I'll be the Shach, that the Kedera, if it's not a Hefzid Kokach, you should answer the Kedera. V'Makom Hefzid, he says, the Kedera should be Mutter. But the Chachmas Odom goes with that Kashin. So it's just interesting, a good way to remember it, that this stunning Kiddush of the lid of the Isser Gosh Shari Duru, the Ramah is willing to hold up, even though he holds it's a Chumrah B'lo Tam, right? But Lamaisa Legabe, the situation where the lid is hot and the pot is cold, that he's not going to take it to that degree and be Machmer in that case. Now, what do you say about the food that's in the cold pot? The lid was hot, the pot was cold, what about the food in there? So, in order to matter the Tavshul, which we said was, which we said, Lamaisa, in order to matter the Tavshul, do you have to know? Because again, remember we said the lid in the pot was mutter. Question is the food mutter? So, do you have to know for sure that no drop fell from the kisu to the kedera? Now, I don't know how you're going to know that. I don't know how you're going to know that. I guess you're going to have to say there was no, you knew for sure there was no condensation, there was no moisture or anything, or maybe you had a camera inside the pot that you could see whether there was that liquid or not. Was there any, do you have to know for sure that no drop fell on the food or to matter the food? So the Isser V'Heter says, no, you don't have to know. We can assume that even if there was a drop, it was Balta B'Shishim. Okay? So even if a drop fell, not Nishkeferlich, it's Mutta B'Shishim. And who is Machmir? Guess who? We never guess in Torah from my Rebbe of Morgan, Zechatzadeh V'Kodesh Levrach, who died in COVID. A great Rebbe of mine, 10th grade Rebbe. He lived in L.A. His son lives in town. It's a tremendous Rebbe. He got me into learning. Unbelievable. 10th grade. My 9th grade Rebbe is a great Rebbe also. Son of the 10th grade. He's 10th grade Lamaisen. He energized us. Our 9th grade Rebbe also generalized, but maybe we're still in 9th grade, so it's hard for us to. But Lamaisen is a Gadol B'Yisrael Mamish. And he said to us, we're never going to have a multiple choice Bechina, because you can never have guessing in Torah. I don't like the fact that they have multiple choice Bechinas are in the Smicha. I think they give in the fourth year now, no, or contemporary halacha. I mean, a guy could guess. You either know it or you don't know it in Torah. How can you have a multiple choice Bechina? So when I say guess on this, who do you think, though, is the Shita that is Machmer on this? We already had two Gosh Shari Durus in a very small simon. So I'm already spilling the beans. Who is it? Zokta Gosh Shari Dura. A third time. First the lid, then the situation where the lid hot and the pot cold. And now, do you have to know if a drop fell in the food? The Gosh Shari Dura says, yes, you do. You better make sure, Lamaisa, that no drop fell in. If you don't know that, then you have to ask for the top, so at least Kadei Klipa. So here, the Darke Moshe, it paskins like the Shari Dura, and he says you have to know. Otherwise, you'll take off a kneklip on the food, and the Ramah says like this. So I want you to get this. 1 in 3, the Ramah holds off. Even though one, he didn't think in Lumdus was correct, right? But 1 in 3 he held off, but number 2 he didn't. You could say a whole share on Sadi Gimel, guys, based on Thursday and today. So that comes out. What's the Lashon Ramah? You got to be able to break down the Ramah like this. These long Ramahs, along the Chavar, you have to decipher it, to remember. And the Ramah says, Raka Meichel Tzara Klipa Im Epsu L'Kalfo, if you can peel it off. Im La Makol Shari. So it's mitigated a bit. If you can't do the Klipa, he really holds, so it's like 1 in 3, but 3 is a bit mitigated. Also, 1's a bit mitigated, because he didn't hold of it in Lumdus. Okay. That finishes Lamaisa. One more Nakuda in Sadi Gimel. What happens if the lid and the pot are both hot and there's no food, Lamaisa, in the pot? What do you say about that? You happen to put a lid on a pot and the pot was totally empty. and they were both hot. So the Ramah writes, "Im loy amaychol bekedera kol shari davik yeshtei kedera shenaga zubazu." It's a good question of Bekiyas and Ramah. How many times does Ramah use this dimyon kedera kederas bazubazu? He does it at the end of Sadi Beis. Remember Yesh Lizar calls that. We didn't talk about that in Shir. The Ramah Lamaisa, and Moshe was showing me on I think it was Friday, in Sadi Beis Sifches, the Ramah makes a dimyon about the machvis with being mechus or not. And he compares the shnei kederas zubazu. So the great Gaon in Queens, Rav Albaum, the great Gaon, Baruch Machaber Sefer Minchas Chayim, you ever heard him speak? He's a Gaon Olam, Mamish. And he has many Sfarim in Cheskein, the Goin Mamish. So he has in that Tshuva Reb Moshe, wrote to Reb Moshe, he doesn't like the people putting Fleisha Kalim on Milchik counters, or Milchik pots on Fleisha Kalim, based on this Ramah. He says, Yesh Miul Lechachin Yesh Lezar Bekolze. And he said he showed many Rabbanim this. So Reb Moshe says, you know what? You showed many Rabbanim this. Reb Moshe was a tzaddik, the God of Ador, Reb Moshe. So nice though. He says, since you showed many Rabbanim, I feel I have to respond. He said, that's not the way you read the Ramah. The Yesh Lechachilu because it's on covering the machlis, but it's not on Shnei Kederis Nogan Zubazu, which Rav Albaum correctly, you know, equates it to putting the pot on the counter. They're touching one another. He said the Ramah wasn't saying be careful about the dimyan. He was saying be careful about the mechusa machlis in that case. So therefore, he says that's how you read the Ramah. But I'm just saying, it's a Bekiyas, and Sadi Beis Ches, he uses Shnei Kederis Togon Zu as a Dimyon, and he uses it at the end of Sadi Gimel again, as a Dimyon, Lamaisa. And therefore he says, if there's no food in the Kedera, it's all Mutter, David Keshtei Kederis Nogon Zu Bezu. Okay, good, Lamaisa. It's interesting, on that Ramah, and before we just close Sadi Gimel, let's say over this Rabbi Kiveg. What's Rabbi Kiveg ask on that Ramah? If the Ramah is dealing with a situation with the Kederis Sonenis and the Kisus Chams, Pshita then it's Mutter. Because even if there's Michael, right, the Ramah Paskin already before it's Mutter. And if the Ramah is talking about a case with the Kederis and the Kisus Chamim, then why is it all Mutter? The Kederis Aser from the Tipan of Felsmea Kisui. So Rabbi Kivega Lamaisa, what's he talking about, Lamaisa? Rabbi Kivega is asking the Ramah, what's he talking about? Manof Shach. If the Kederis Sonenis and the Kisui is Cham, Pshita then it's mutter. Or even if there's food in the Ramah Paskin, there was mutter. Yes? And if we're talking about a situation with the Kedera and Kisur Acham, why is it mutter? We said it should be usher. So, Lamaisa, Reb Yechanan Grossberg, Shlita, the great Goyin, wanted to answer like this. You're talking, that's what the Shir Sayyam quotes in the notes from his cover. Reb Yechanan, Reb Yechoy Grossberg, Shlita, the great Goyin, he wants to say like this. He wants to say maybe the Kavanah of the Ramah is in a situation where the Kedera and the Kisui are Cham, and the reason why it's all Mutter is because when there's no food, also the Tipa, there's no Tipa that falls from the Kisui on the Kedera. Because why? There's nothing for the condensation to work on. You know, you got food in a pot, and then the steam goes up to the lid, it works on it, and then it falls back from the lid back down. But the condensation is manufactured and produced and generated from food. But there's no food. The truth is, if you look in the Bir Hetev, you guys get a chance this afternoon, look at the Bir Hetev Sikkun Vav, I think that's what he's driving at. This answer, I think that's what he's driving at. And that's why the Ramah's Mekel, Halacha L'maisa. If there's no food in the pot, and L'maisa, the Kisui was Fleishiks, and the pot was Milchiks, it's all Mutter. Rabbi Kivei asked, Mimonav Shach L'maisa. If the Dharmara case, where the Kederis Soneski Zuzcham Pshita, it's Mutter. He already said earlier in the case, even when there's food, it's Mutter. And if you're talking about where the Kedera and the Kisur Acham, why is it Mutter? Should be also from the Tipa that falls. The Terence says, maybe there's no Tipa that falls, Lamaisa. There's no Tipa that falls. You look in the Bir Hetev Osvav. Yes, it did. You go ahead.
What if you took that cup from a different house? Maybe from before?
If you took the lid?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You mean that if the Nilchanami, I guess that would be a problem according to this. But we know, Lamaisa, that it was a fleshic, you know, lid, Lamaisa, and there was no condensation. Then you're right, you wouldn't be able to say that. One of the keenness is about Yadid. I was thinking of you yesterday. We were talking about the keenness. Did you notice that one? Did Rav Lachman speak about it? Yadid. By Shlomo Melech, Yadid, Binyamin Yadid Hashem. Forgot which one, Lamaisa. To be a friend of the Eibishter. Okay. All right. Let's go to Sadi Dalad now, guys. Okay, let's go to Sadi Dalad. Okay, let's begin. The Gemara says in Meseches Pesachim, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Pesachim, and I in Dalam and Av Zokter, Ketzed Solon is a Pesach. How do you roast the Korban Pesach? Says the Mishnah, Mevin Shpod Shel Rimon, they bring a spit of a pomegranate wood, V'tochav L'osoch Piv Ad Beis Nikuvaso, and you thrust the spit into the mouth of the carcass until it passes through its, you know, its back end. Okay? Right? The point of the spit is thrust into the mouth, so that after the spit, it's fully inserted, the thicker end will protrude. Okay? And we find the carcass can be suspended over the fire with the head angled downward and won't slip off the spit. You know, Tysus says this. Tysus says it enables the animal's blood to drain freely through the incision in the neck. And the spit's got to protrude from the back end as well so that it can be supported at both ends. Okay, good. So the Mishnah presents, this is how you prepare the Korban Pesach. And it cannot be boiled, we know that, in water. It has to be fire roasted with its head, legs, and its entrails, right? So the Gemara immediately is bothered by, what do you need a spit of pomegranate wood for? It must be very good wood, no doubt. But just use metal. Frek the Gemara, v'nesi shel mateches, right? Those are the classical ones you'll find in, you know, the stores. They didn't have stores in those days, but they had spits. The spits were made of metal. Answers the Gemara a very important answer. And this really is an introduction to our siman. And for the Gemara, Aidi the Cham Miksaso Cham Kuloi. If a metal spit is used, since a part of it becomes hot through the exposure to the fire, then all of it, including that which is covered by the carcass, will become hot. V'kamatve machmas ashpoid. And the carcass will be partly roasted on account of the heat of the spit rather than of the fire itself. And that's a breach of the din. V'rachmona amar tzli eish v'lo tzli machmas dover acher. It has to be fire roasted, not roasted on account of something else. And that's exactly what's happening because it was roasted on account of the heat of the spit, not out of the fire. So that's why you use pomegranate wood. Zuck to Gemara. Okay. What this does for us is set up the following scenario. This siman is based on a continuation of what the Machaber said earlier in Sadi Gimel. And this, the Gon, is Ma'or. The Machaber writes, Hatokif chaf cholelvis bikdei reshobasar o ibcha misharin b'chomash nitchav v'menu bikdei. We had just learned in Sadi Gimel a fleshik pot where you cook cholovin. Now we deal with the situation of sticking a milchik spoon in a fleshik pot. So the Beis Yosef in Sadi Ches in Sif Dal of Dimasko Kos of Mordechai and in the Dark Emotion Sadi Gimel Sifkot and Gimel, they all point out in the Isravahetta, the Prima Godin, the Zivchet Tzedek, the Kafachayim, that the Derech to Meshire, the volume of a Kli, is how do you do that? How are you Meshire the volume of a Kli? What do? You fill up a pot to the top with water, you stick the Kli in, and you see how much water comes out. What's the fancy language used? Displacement, yes? That's how you displace something. You stick the Kli in, and how much water is forced to come out? Okay? How much water is forced to come out? That's called displacement, and that's how you'll be able to Meshire how much is what, how much is in the Kli. Okay? Thank you, Ellie. Thank you. Have a good day. So you see Beferish, 103 is Chatzos, guys. And I heated up the chulent also. The chulent's delicious. The president of the shul makes it delicious. I heated that up for you as well. So you can have that as well, as in addition. But not till at 103, okay? All right. So Lamaisa, this is how you Meshire the Kli. Now, we should also mention that if the Busser is dry, right, you need to need Kli Klipa of the Busser. That we'll see, God willing, we get the Sifches. But what is the din here? So the din is, you mishar everything that was stuck into the pot, says the Mechaber. The Ramah says, based on the Isser V'Heter, if the kaf is a ben yomo, of course, who is used by Kli Rishon, toch me'es l'es. That is the definition of ben yomo, toch me'es l'es, as we learned. Okay. So l'maisa, you have a spoon, milchik spoon, that's a ben yomo, that gets stuck into a fleshik pot. How much are you mishar? Yehuda, you with me? Are you mishar the whole spoon or just the chalik that went in the pot? Yes? Are you mishar keneged the tafsha? How much do you have to say of the fleshiks? L'maisa. What was stuck in the pot or the whole spoon itself? So here the Beis Yosef and the Shach and Sifkot and Gimel presents a machlis of an parents that go, who's the ghost at Smak against the Sefer HaTruman, the Mordechai, and the Shari Duru. The first sheet that have been apparent to the ghost, who's the ghost smack, is Mishar B'cholakaf. Why? Based on our principle in our Gemara. What's the principle in our Gemara? Cham Iksaso, Cham Kulo. Which Yehuda and Yedidya pointed out in Seder, based on the Prisha, I think it was Os Gimel, no? That you have to say that the Bliya, it travels. Cham Iksaso, Cham Kulo is not just a heat mechanism, but it's also a blia mechanism. It is the, I don't know if you want to say conductor, but it's a traveler. It's a transporter, let's call it, a transporter of blias. And the Sefer HaTruman, the Mordechai, and the Shari Duru, according to the Prishon Os Gimel, say, I'm sorry. Your Mishar Rak Bechelik of the Kaf that was in the Tzir. Like other, you know, suge of spoons. And therefore, Lamai said, don't tell me Cham Iksaso Cham Kul, that's only like Abi Heat. That's not legabe what transporting blee is. Whatever was in the pot, you have to mishar, nothing more. Okay, the rest of the spoon might have been hot, doesn't make a difference. The blee doesn't go there to that part. What's the achroya? What is the achroya? So, the mechaber, the mechaber holds like the Sefer HaTruma, but he quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz in the Yesh Omer. Zok the Mechaber, Mishar Mekomasha Nitcha Vimenu B'Kedera. There it is. Anything that's stuck in. V'Yesh Mish Omer, Shimakaf Shomateches, Mishar B'Kulo. Mishum Decham Iksoso Cham Kulo. There it is. And the Ramah says, I'm holding like the Mordechai, Svar Rishon Iker V'Chein Noagin. Yes? So it's a straight up machloikis. L'maisa Mechaber quotes 2 days, and the second day is Yesh Misha Omer. Now, something interesting comes out from here, L'maisa. Very, very interesting. Halacha L'maisa. And I don't think we really touched upon it yet this summer, touching on rules of the Mechaber. You know, when the Mechaber says Stam V'Yesh Omer, he always goes like the Stam, or Stam V'Yesh Misha Omer, which is his here. When it's Yesh Omer V'Yesh Omer, he goes with the second Yesh Omer. Now, I want to delve into this a bit now with this case. The Shach in Siman Samech Tes Sifkot Yud Beis, please get it, Hilchos Malichim. What happens if someone salts a piece of meat without Hadacha Rishona? One of the first step in salting, bless you, is dunking the meat in water. The Prima Gaudim gives like 6 reasons for it. If you learn Hilchos Malicha, that's the first thing you got to know in Hilchos Malicha. The 6 reasons the Prima Gaudim gives for Hadacha Rishona. So what happens if you salted a piece of meat without dunking it in water? So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to be choshes lecharchila to a Yesh Omrim that he quotes. And the Shach, also in Siman Samachtes, Sifkan Ayin Ches, Legabi Scalding. You know what scalding is? Chalita. The Shulchan Aruch says also Legabi Scalding. He says you should be Machmir when you can be Chayshish Legabi the Din of Chalita, of scalding. So it comes out that even in those 2 places, in Hilchos Malicha, the Mechaber had a Shita, then he quoted Yesh Omer. And in both those 2 places, the Mechaber says you should be choshes lechachila for the Yesh Omri. So, Reb Yitzchak Yosef Shlita, the great Goyin, Chelek Gimel, in the Klalim in the Shulchan Aruch, Amud Tov Pei Aleph, asks, what's going on? I thought the Mechaber, when it's Stam Yesh Omri, goes like the Stam. So he wants the Taina. This is fascinating. The Ayin Yitzchak. Please get it. I want you guys to get it. Because a lot of times, people unfortunately ignore the Beis Yosef, who was written by the Holy Mechaber, for the Psak, because it's not what he said in Shulchan Aruch. But here, it makes a difference. Where the Beis Yosef says, Yesh Lahachmir L'Chachila, that's where the Shulchan Aruch, that's where the Shach says, the Mechaber says, Stam B'Yesh Omrim, you should be choshish for the Yesh Omrim. When the Beis Yosef, in those topics himself, said you should be Machmir. But B'Makum where the Beis Yosef is Machriach L'Kula, or he's not Machri at all, then you go back to the famous rule, Stam B'Yesh Omrim, you go with the Stam. Okay? And that's exactly what Lamaisa, the Kavachayim writes, B'chol Makum, the Shulchan Aruch HaSosu Mahakil, and here he quotes B'yeshom and Das Nosefes Lachmer Yesh Vachush Das Hayeshom and Vamanas Ken Hevi Shulchan Aruch Deyazu. So he wants to Taina Lamaisa. We said that the Shach Lamaisa. What is the Das of the Shulchan Aruch? The Shach and the Reb Yitzchak Yosef say that you should be Mekel like the Mordechai Al Pi V'Klal Stam Yeshom Malach Kestam. But the Zivchei Tzedek and the Kavachayim say no. You should be choshes l'chachila for the rabbinic parents to mimishar the whole spoon. Unless there's a hefse meruba, then you can be mekel. The Kavachayim is saying no. The Kavachayim is saying that b'chol makom the Shulchan Aruch is sasam lahakon. He quotes Yesh Omrim is a day no service to be machmer. He says you should be choshes the Yesh Omrim. So the Kavachayim goes against this whole mahalach that we just said over from Reb Yitzchak Yosef, and he says the Shulchan Aruch quotes it for a certain reason. So you should be machmer. So that's an interesting concept that emerges. Let's get it, halacha l'maisa. Now, there's one more nekuda on this that we must get. Yes, go ahead, Yosef, Yaakov.
So even though the Kavachayim implies, even when Shulchan Aruch says the halacha is like
No. Only when he quotes the Stam Yesh Omrim, then he says you go like the Yesh Omrim. Because why else did he quote it? Correct. Now, there's one more nekuda we have to get here, okay? Well, let's get it. I want to get to a mahalach of the Rav, Zatzal. But which chelik of the kaf are we mishayer? Okay? In other words, can neged eza chelik of the kaf that's stuck in the pot, are you mishayer? Are you mishayer all the chelik of the kaf that's connected to the funos? Or lemaisa, only what? Only mishayer connected the chelik of the kaf that's betoch the tavshil mamish. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, you could have this spoon, and the food, let's say, is up to 70% of the walls of the pot. So the spoon is put in the food halfway, let's say. Yes? So do you only look at the tafsil that's connected, the kedera, that has the food next to it? Or do you look at the part of the spoon also that's connected, the dolphin that is empty? So the kafachayim, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in the Sifko Nafta, but Ashukhar has in the Sifko and Dalit. And the Kavachayim has in Sifkot Yud Beis. The Kavachayim, the Chavis Das, and Rosh Hashulchan say Mishar connected kol the chelik of the kaf that's connected to the funnels. It's not in the tafshil. I don't care. The part of the spoon that's connected to what? Connected to the funnels. Even though it's not betok the tafshil, still you are Mishar. You can Mishar that dolphin as well. And it's Mashur from the Marshal and the Chassam Sofer and the Chachmas Adam, the Kavachayim Lamaisa. I'm sorry, the first sheet was the Kresu Plesi Chavis Tas and Aruch HaShulchan. The second sheet is Masha from the Marshal, but the Chassam Sofer writes in Beferis of Chachmas Adam and the Kav Chaim, they say your Mishar only connected the Chelik of the Kav that's Tok to Tavshul Mamish. That's only Tok to Tavshul Mamish. Okay? And if you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I'll be the Mikha Shai, that they're Mekel only when it's not resting in the Keder a long time. If it rests in the Keder a long time, then they say, okay, you have to do everything. Hold the funos akadera. If you put it in, take it out, then they have their sheet. Okay? So please, let's get that nekuda, halacha lamaisa. Seems like lamaisa, we should be machmir on this. The Kresu Plesi, the Chavis Das, Aruch HaShulchan, they all say like this, halacha lamaisa. It seems, I don't, lamaisa, if there's other room to be Because the other shittas are machmer when you leave it in there a long time. They're only going to stick it in, stick it out. So I think Lamais it's kedai probably. And the Prima God and the Bode Ashulchan say, when the steam is yatsa lettuce bowl, or the spoon is boiling, yimishar keneged achelik shebekach shebetoch asir. But when the hevel is not yatsa lettuce bowl, and the rest of the spoon is cold, then you can just do keneged the kaf that's toch the tafshel. So that's the pshara that they make, the Prima God in the Bode Ashulchan. If it's, you know, this, it's yatsa lettuce bowl, or it's rotachas, then you're going to have to go everything in the spoon that's tochasir, even the connected to the phonos is not in the tafshul. If the chol kevel is not yatsa lettuce bone, the rest of the spoon is cold, then you can be makel, and mishar connected toch the tafshul. And the kitchishorach paskins like the crazy place, they always do connected the whole kafli, we said connected to the phonos akadari. Okay. Now I want to get to now the following chiddush of the Rav Zatzal. Please get it. It's a beautiful chiddush. And let's get it. The Mechaber in Sadi Gimel in Sif Aleph says as follows. Kederish yibishol b'basol yivashol b'cholov. A pot that you cook meat and you don't cook cholov. Yibishol b'batok meis leis osir b'nosin tam. Avim shoh meis leis kodim yibishol b'ah. Havile nosin tam lefgam. Umutra tafshol. Aval hakadeira asul of ashobah lo basur v'lo cholov. And the Ramah adds, hosif ha-ramah v'ashar dvarim butter. So the Gon in Sadi Gimel Sifkat and Hay writes like this. Let's get it. It's mutter to cook other dvarim because the kadeira is not paluim in isur basur v'cholov. Because the tam basur, yes, the tam basur was nifkam. After 24 hours, the tam basur is nifkam. And the reason why it's also to cook chalav, even though the tam basur is nifkam, he says, I entice the sofa of Orazara, v'chule, the chain kan chalav asur. The tchilis blias basur haya l'shvach, aval shardvar mutl is tchilis bilu basur b'chalav haya l'fkam. Yes? So you have a fleshic pot, and he says that it's been in there, it's been lit, it's sitting there for over 24 hours, it's not a ben yomo. He says you could cook other things in there, vegetables, whatever it might be, but you cannot cook chalav in there because the tchilas bliya in the basur was l'shvach, even though now it's l'pkam. Yes, shardvarm is fine. Shardvarm is fine. Halacha l'maisa, he says shardvarm are considered to be fine, but he says. Tosus says it's asur bein, and this is what the Mechaber says, asur to cook chalav in there, even though now the tam in there is pagam. So what's the pshat? So if you look in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah 9 Hamid Beis, it says, Amar b'chiyah b'reder of huna, lo asur torah l'kader abas yom ed'lav nosin tam l'fkamu. Frek the Gemara, mekan ve'elach l'shtari. What's the Gemara's answer? Gezeir ha'shein abas yom b'mishum kader abas yom. So the pshat is, what's the kavana of the tartzin in the Gemara? That what, Moshe? Nosin tam lefkam is also lechila, but it's mutter b'di'evit. That's classic. And then it's also to cook in the kedera. It's not a bas yomo, even though Moshe, what you cooked in it, wouldn't aser. So let me ask you a question. Says the Rav Zatzal, what's the difference between milk and other things and vegetables? Why can't you cook milk in that eno ben yomo of a basur fleshic pot? And vegetables, you can't. Milk, no, but vegetables, you can't. What's the difference? What should be the difference? Achim came kosher lechalik ben idu didan ben basur chalav l'shardvarim ben chalav l'shardvarim. Sharim nosin l'tam lefkam asul lechachila mistarish yesh lasa apishol shardvarim b'kederish shabish l'ba basur v'akar kachalav. What's the difference? What should be the difference? You should ask a bishul of other things. If the kedera was cooked in a basur and then afterwards chalav. Why are shardvarim okay and chalav itself is a problem? Why is that so? You cook basur and you're not allowed to cook chalav in there. Being bishul bo mitoplay slice, it's also benosin tam. But shardvarim are okay. Why? So if you look in Tosis, I gave it to you in Avodah Zarah. And daf ayin hey, I thought it was ayin hey. I involve him at Alf. Dimasku mikan. You know what Tosis writes? I'll read you the lashon. It's not pshat that we're being mechalek. It's not because nosin tam lafkam. It's also lechachilu mutu b'diavid. Zok Tosis ufishak deira hayabo iser gomer tchila. What that means is that the tchilas blias iser in the kedera was l'shvach, and it's usher to cook in it even after the taste becomes nifkam. But the food that you would cook in it b'di'evit never is voleya the time meshubach b'tchila, and therefore it's not usher, and therefore it's taken on usher. Basically, what I'm asking you is, the isser to cook in a kli she'eino ben yomo is why? Why is there an isser to cook in a kli she'eino ben yomo? If it's a waflesha kli for me to put milk in it, why is there an isser? Is that because we viewed it like a chachila? Or do you say because no, it's usher to use a kli with the tchilas b'liyasa was l'shvach? That's dependent on two girsas in the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Our girsa asks, mikan ve'elech lishteri, and an answer to Zera, Kedera Shena Ben Yomo Mishum, Kedera Bas Yomo. But the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosha, Simin Tov Shin Sadi, has a different girsa. And the Gon has been signed in Yordea, Simin Kufcha, Pei, Sivkon, Dalit. For the Gemara's Kasha was Iachi Lechachila Nami. What's the Gemara's answer? Zera, Kedera Shena Ben Yomo. According to that girsa, the Isser is to cook in a Kli Eno Ben Yomo, Yaakov, is because it's considered to be Lechachila. According to Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaon is Mitzayim, the Isser is because it's an Isser Lechachila. Okay? It's an Isser Mamish what? It's an Isser Mamish Lechachila. So I'll give you two nafkaminas. Two nafkaminas between these two approaches. Okay? Again, is there an Isser Miyuchad on a Kli? Since its original Blia was L'Shvach, therefore I can't cook it? Or do I say no? Do I say the approach is, Halacha L'maisa is that this is considered to be what? Is it considered to be, the two reasons are, lemaisa. Let's say, for example, kli she'eino ben yomo, you cooked water in. Do you aser the water that was cooked in a kli she'eino ben yomo? So, if you look in the Torah Schatz, klal nun ches os yedal and klal nun tes os aleph, one reason is mayim is considered nothing. And therefore, mayim lo chashivi, umemei lechashiv ki lechachila. It's considered to be lechachila. That's the survetor. The only boiled up the water is to bake bread in. It's called lechachila, l'inyan lisha. So that whole discussion is only if you assume the ikar isser to cook in a kli she'eino ben yomo because it's nosa tam lefkam, it's also lechachila. But if you say there's a special isser on the kli, because the tchila b'liyasa is because l'shvach, like Tyson in the end of Avodah Zarah, then you're not going to aser the water. Because when you cook the water in a kli she'eino ben yomo, even if the tchila b'liyas isser was b'mayim, was pagam. So even the tchilas b'liyas iser of mine was pagam, so it's not going to be a problem. So lemais, that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be by a kli cheres that has no takana v'agala. According to Pesachei Tshuvin Yordei Simen Kufcha Beis Sivkon Aleph, he has a machloikis. The Chochmei Vinsia hold that since a kli cheres has no takana through agala, it's considered b'di'evid. Shasachak is considered b'di'evid domi. And therefore, Shasachak, we allow you l'chachila. Because with Derek Klau, we don't matter things. It's only b'di'evit. But it's mutter to cook kolzman, it's not a ben yomo. Because that's considered to be b'di'evit. Shasachak b'di'evit dummy. But the Gosh Ashri holds not that way. The Gosh Ashri in the end of Avodah Zarah in Simen Lamed Vav says b'feirish, even though a kli cheres requires shvira, but it's usher to cook in it even when it's a ben yomo, even when it's not a ben yomo. And what's the svara? Because cooking in a kli cheres even when it's not a ben yomo is usher because why? It's not tolling l'chachila b'di'evit. It's tolling this special din miyuchad that you cannot cook in a kli that originally its time was l'shvach. It's tolly on that lumdus. It's tolly on that lumdus l'maisa. And therefore, it comes out l'maisa. You cannot say that they were gozer. Ein l'mar atam l'fishu t'chil l'chachila usher because we require shvira. So it's like kiddi yevid domi. So it comes out that Gosh Ashri says beferish that even though a kli cheres is ton shvir, it's aslo vaso even it's not a ben yomo, because he holds that the isser is it's not ton lechachila b'di'evid. So the Gosh Ashri calls like shittas atayis the isser to cook in a kli she'eino ben yomo is not because it's considered lechachila, it's
because the beginning blia was l'shvach, and therefore who did not make kli cheres. Oh, so memeila, what comes out? Comes out very beautifully. Let's get it. And that is that the Gaon is mitzayin the Tosfos. Why is it also to cook in a cooked milchiks in a fleshik pot that's not a besyomo, that was cooked chalav in there? Why is it usher? It's mud to cook other things in there, because the tam basar originally began, it was a tam meshubach. There it's usher to cook chalav in that same kedera, even though the tam basar has become what? Nifkam. Avam idach, since lamaisa, it was never nivlam, a tam meshubach of basar b'chalav, right? Because the first was fleshiks, and then within 24 hours you cooked milchiks, then you want to go vayta with it. So what's the din? The din is l'maisa, since it was not a bas yoma, you cooked it for fleshiks, then after 24 hours, you cooked for milchiks. There never was a geshmaka bas b'chalav tam meshubach. Therefore, it's mutl of aso shardvarim. But vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis cooking milchiks, that's a problem. Because the milchiks cannot face something that was in this kli that once was meshubach. But Sarachiyun Dikr Svarav Taisis. Because l'maisa, the Rav says, mabakach. Who cares whether it went in, it was meshubach. Now it's not. So there's the Rav's chiddush. I want you to get it down. And we'll have to tell Yoni this is chiddush as well. That Tosfos holds, because he was at one, we were making this list of derabbanans, remember? About basar b'chalav derabbanans, and Yaakov, and Yoel, you were asking it as well. So put this on the list now. The Rav says, Tosfos holds, there's an isser to cook heter in a kli that was nivla bo isser, because it's usher to cook in a kli shel isser. That's not tolin a chshash that the food is going to be usher. No. It's a din b'fnei atzmo. It's knowing on a kli she'eno ben yomo. Even though the tam isser is nivla in the kli, she'eno ben yomo is not going to usher the food, I don't care. Since it was nivla isser b'kli, it's called a kli shel isser. Even after the tam becomes nifka, it's usher to cook in it until you remove the isser. And that's exactly what Tosfos is driving at. The isser of asa and kedera shel isser she'eno ben yomo is because the tchilas bliya was an isser l'shvach. And it was nivla, the isser meshubach in the kedera. And there it's mugder is a kli shel isser. And there it's usher to cook in it until you machshir it. Amazing, no? You follow this, Yaakov? It's a new din. And this svara can be found in the Bedek Abayis I gave you. Bayis Dal Sharaf Yiral Hamanav Hashem the Ramban. Listen to his lashon. Why is something that's cooked in a klisha nivla bo isser is an isser min ha-teira if you hold tam kikas lav diyaraisa? If you hold, why is it isser diyaraisa? If tam kikas lav diyaraisa, why is the davar that is basher a klisha nivla bo isser in isser diyaraisa if you hold tam kikas lav diyaraisa? You know his lashon. The mishum mailahu. What's usually maila mean? Maila is a chumra. Here it's at a teira level. A diyaraisa level. Mishum the mailu came in a nivla bo kli mi isser avi she'achshav kishapol ein kana latam lo yavata barov. Shakli Nesar Alenu Mishum Maile Vechule. Do me the Tvila. What's Tvila's Kalim? Datsucha Kroa Filu Kalim Chadashim. The Mistola Tvila Raisa Mishum Maile Vechule also. It's a Chumra. On a Diraisa level. After Afilu Bekalim Shalanu Avilu Rahmana Maile Bekalim. Seems like it's Diraisa. Kevin Shanivlu Mishra Shuvain Chosun Atena Al Behechshir. You cannot use the Kli. It's not right to use the Kli. And Rav Shekhtar has in the Sefer. In the Ikvi Atzun Simon Chavdal Os Yadal, the Ramon Yordaeus is a klishal isser that needs liban or agola. You're not all used for cold things, bikvias, only back kroy ba'alma. And that's called a tikkun diraisa kain diraisa tikkun. Where did he get that from? From this ra'ah he got it from, guys. That a kli that's an isser, even though the bliya now is no satan lefkam, you cannot use it even on a diraisa level. And therefore, it's an isser of avashon a kli in a binyomo because of this maila. The chachamim remesaken any kli this nivla b'isser kli. It's called a kli shel isser. It's also the kukanat shiachshirenu. Seems that way. And even though it's been nishtom hashavlu more than the shir meis leis, it's not going to ask for the food. I don't care. There's an isser of avashon kli shel isser. Now the ra'as seemed to say it was like it was diaraisa. Seems to say that it's diaraisa. L'maisa. And Rabbi Kivager in the Chuvis in Madura Kama Sof Sim Memtes goes with this Ra'ah and Lamaisa, he's Mitzarf this Dasro Od Shita Zacheris Lamater Hagola in a Kli Cheres after Shnei Masar Chodesh. But Lamaisa, what does that mean? Because in essence, in the core, it's a Pella. Why is it a Pella? Why is this a Pella, guys? Bishlomar Kedera, and maybe this is what you're going to ask, Yaakov. Bishlomar, a Kli that had ham in it, that's a Kli Shel Isser. But you have a Kli Shel Basser. That's a Tera Bala. It's not a Kli Shel Isser. Mehecha Tesa, this should be a problem. It's not Mestaber Lamaisa. That something that Tera Bala should be Chal on it, a Kli Shel Basser, a Kli Shel Cholov. And even if you call it a Kli, it has a Chalos Kli, but it's not Isser. May I am not a Chadish Din Bifneyatz, Oslovasha Cholov, be Kli Shel Basser. Olovasha Basser, be Kli Shel Cholov. So the Ra'ah and the Vedek Abayis. By his talit shardan lamed vavum and aleph mutul lechachilu to cook cholav bekederish shenu ben yomo that you cook basser. He says it's mutul beferish against the mechaber here. He says a terabala there is no din there is no gzeira. He dachanami says it's mutter. The ra'ah says it's taka mutter. If you have a milka kli you want to cook flesh after meis leis it's fine no problem against the mechaber. And what's the reason? Because basically based on what we said. It's a terabala. There's no Kli Shel Isser labeled on it. So what's the pshat in the mechaber who passes like the Rashba? Achsarachim b'das Rashba v'amechaber kam demanalu laharchit iser bishul b'kederish shenem inomol lebasser b'chol adav eterabala. Right? How could you widen this iser of the bishul b'kederish shenem inomol lebasser b'chol which was a terabala? So it could very well be the Rashba holds in Mechaber that it's Asr Kuchal Bekderishin Ben Yomo. I want you to get this down because it's an Isra Bishul Basr B'chalav. That's why. It's Asr Kuchal Bekderishin Ben Yomo where you cook Basr. You know why? Why is it Asr? Where you cook Basr? Right? It's Asr Vashul Chal Bekderishin Basr Shena Vas Yomo. Right? Shabishlu B'chalav. It's usher to cook the milk in that. Why is that? Why is that? Why is it usher? Why is it usher, Yaakov? Because it's considered basr b'chalav. Bishul basr b'chalav. Wow. Anytime basr is nivlu b'kedera, which originally was l'shvach, now that chalav in there that's going to be cooked is going to be called basr b'chalav. Aye, isn't that a problem of what? Ein bishul achar bishul? Right? Isn't that a problem? Ein bishul achar what we said. The Ramah said there is an issue. There is an issue of bishul achar bishul. It's still aser, and that's where I wanted to see the Yad Avram. The Yad Avram says, "Your mavashu, it's balu in the kli. That's not a problem, basa b'chalav, because it's balu in there. Okay, it's balu in there. But the Rav was assuming lamais against this Yad Avram that the tam basa's nivlu b'kedera would be a problem of bishul basa b'chalav at least mid the rabbanon. So the olam there is no iser b'fnats of the cook chalav." In a basa in a binyomo. The Icarus is because it's considered to be bishul basa b'chol. So there really are two chiddushim the Rav is saying here. Number one is that a kli shel iser is an independent din, maybe even a derisa law like the ra'ah, to use the kli, even though the food's not going to get messed up. And number two is that how do you extend that to basa b'chol? It's not ham here, so he wants to say it would be iser of bishul basa b'chol, at least min d'rabbana. That's what he wants to tana. So that's what I'm saying, you put it on the list. It would be put on the list, Lamais, as this din. It would be a bit of a tremendous chiddush. But you put it on the list, as this considered to be this din? So please get these two chiddushim of the Rav, this notion of what? The pshat and the gon, Tyson of Odazara and Sadi Gimel Sif Aleph in their Lashon were mechalitin, cooking milk in there or cooking other things. Cooking milk in there would end up being an independent issue of Asher, but Kli Shel Isser. How can it be a Kli Shel Isser? Because you're going to be cooking what? You're being cooking Basar B'chalav. That's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be cooking basa b'chalav. It's a mila. It's a mila on the dresser, much like tefillas kelim. It's like a bezundar adin. It's like a bezundar adin, halach lamais. And it might depend on these two girses in the Gemara. Is it an issue of l'chachila b'dievet? No. Maybe it's a different shot. T'chilas b'liyaso ha'ish l'shvach. It's also used that kli, even though the pli is now aser. That might be another way of reading the Gemara. It's not an issue of l'chachila b'dievet, lamais. It's an issue of what we want to say is this kli iser. This Kli Yisr L'maisa, using a Kli where the Tchilas B'liyasa was L'shvach. Okay, let's close. Continue upon Sif Aleph. And with tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we got to do Bez and Gimel and Dalet. We'll try the best we can. We got to get moving in Sadi Dalet. But I want to just continue on this Kli. We'll close with Cham Miksos or Cham Kulo. What is this phrase really all about? Halacha l'maisa. The Shach, according to Pesachei Tshuva, Shem, the Isser V'et, and Sifkon Gimel, says if the kli is heated up through fire, everyone says Cham Ksasu Cham Kulo. It's Bolei Amafli Kulo. That means you heat up the kli matchis with Eish, together with the Isser. Then you take the ham out, and you stick the kli, let's say you had fork and ham on Eish. You stick the fork, and then you take out the ham, and you have the fork, and then you stick the fork into a tafshel. You have to mishar keneged the whole kli. Okay? So the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ra'ah say that the heat is mispasu the whole kli, and the Isser travels with it, bein li valea, bein lahafli b'chol ha'kli. It spits out, right? And it exudes out, right? Bein li valea, to absorb and also to spit out. This is the sheet that Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ra'ah. Comes along the Magen Avraham, the Beis Hillel, and the Chachma Sadam and say, no, if the kli is nogea, the Isser is mispasu, lenin blia. Not legabe plater. What does that mean, guys? If the kli's no gab isser, this is rispashet linin bliyah, but not legabe plater. For example, if you stick the handle of a spoon, fleshik spoon, in a bas yoma, ben yoma, into a kli full of hot milk, what would you say? You put the handle of fleshik milk in the hot milk. Yes? You mishar regat kenega the handle. Not connected the whole spoon. Because what was niflut letzir was only a chelik of the kaf that was in the sir. That's what was what? Niflat. Yes? Only what was in it. That's what it means. This is spash only gabi bliya, not like gabi plaita. And the reason why the handle is usser, despite the fact, lemaisa, that it didn't touch busser, right? The handle, lemaisa, of the kaf is usser. Lamarot, that it didn't touch the basar ever, only the fork itself, and not the handle of the spoon, because it's nivla, because blia spreads, absorption goes on the whole calf, the tam basar. That's the example you got me, okay? Everyone got that example? That's a very good example of this mug and rum, the basilic chakmasodim, that the kleeds mispasalin and blia, not legabi plato. Okay? That's the second sheet. There are two other shitas which we have to do tomorrow, Bez Hashem, the Marim Rinz, and the Shach, the Prekodeshol Mincha, and the Panim Iris. But let's stop here with the two shitas. We'll continue tomorrow, Lamaisa. And listen, guys, we got 3 weeks left. I want to mechazik the best we can, Bez Hashem, okay? So, you know, it's a big opportunity, schus, because all the yeshivas are out, right? It's Ben Azman. So, you know, we have more responsibility to keep the Torah strong. So 2:15 this year. Now, how many guys do we have here?